You're listening to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast, where we talk all about how you can build your child's resilience, self-esteem, and happiness. I'm your host, Laura Earnshaw, the founder of My Happy Mind, and I am totally dedicated to helping you become the best parent or carer that you can be. We're proudly impacting over 500,000 children now in our programs in schools, nurseries, and homes. And today, I'm going to be sharing some of those tips with you. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of My Happy Mind Conversations. And I've just got to tell you, I am loving having these conversations with you. And part of the reason for that is, one, we get so much feedback on how much the content is helping, but two, it allows me to really reflect on the journey of My Happy Mind and the journey of us bringing this science and this research to so many people, hundreds of thousands of children now. And it allows me to reflect on my own journey as a parent and my own journey as a coach and my own journey as a business owner that focuses entirely on bringing the science-backed strategies to children, to parents, and to teachers. And it's so fantastic to be able to stop and reflect on that journey. It's not something I do very often, and it's really, really powerful for me to do it. And I should tell you that I've been getting into the habit of recording several episodes at a time, because I find that that really helps me to get into the flow, to give you guys regular content. So I'm currently snuggled up under a blanket in my kids' playroom, because it's where we've got the most carpet and curtains and soft furnishings, so the sound is better. And honestly, I feel like I'm having the nicest morning just hanging out with you guys and sharing this stuff. So I'm genuinely really, really loving creating content for you on this podcast, and I hope you're enjoying it too. If you are, definitely let me know, leave me a review. It's so helpful for us to get reviews on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. So do leave me a little review. If you get 2 seconds, it'll take 2 seconds of your time and it'll make my day. So thank you for those of you who've already done it. But what I wanted to talk about today was something that really links into what we've been talking about over the last few episodes. So if you haven't heard the last two episodes, I would definitely recommend that you go ahead and take a listen. And it's all around praise and why how we praise is so important. The reality of how society praises and rewards is that it's actually totally out of sync with what the science tells us about what actually has most impact in terms of praise and reward as it relates to our happiness and as it relates to our self-esteem. And that's what I want to share with you today. It's what I want to introduce you to today, because I think it's one of those subject areas, one of those topics that as parents we can fall into quite passively, certain habits around and certain rituals around in our own homes, is how we praise our children and the reward systems we put in place. And often we're not even aware of the impact that's having, right, on our children and on how they think about praise and how that relates to their self-esteem. So I just want to explore that a bit today and offer some perspectives really on how praise works, right? So what happens when we praise and why what we praise is so important. And I want to talk about, I guess, the kind of the two key priorities or the two key differences when it comes to praise. I'm struggling to find my words there. Let's think of this like a spectrum and two ends of the spectrum. That's probably the easiest way to get our heads around it. And one end of the spectrum is competence-based praise, right? And competence-based praise is when we praise a child based on their achievements. So we praise a child for being able to tie their shoelace or for packing their bag or for making their bed or for learning their spellings or for reading a book or for doing well in a maths test, right? They're competence-based achievements, things that we have or have not achieved, things that we're able or we're not able to do. That's a competence-based approach to praise. And on the other end of the spectrum is what I like to call a character-based approach to praise. And if you haven't yet listened to episode 15, please go ahead and do so after this one, because it'll give you some more context around character. But a character-based approach to praise is when, rather than focusing on the outcome or the thing that the child achieves, we focused instead on the character traits that they've used to get there. So let's say that they get 10 out of 10 in their spelling test. Rather than just focusing on praising that mark, on praising 10 out of 10, we focus on praising determination. We focus on praising the fact that they put the work in and that they were committed. So you can see the difference. It's not about the outcome, it's about the strengths that they use to get to the outcome. And so that would be an example of character-based praise. And they're very, very different, right? Competence-based praise is all about the outcome, whereas character-based praise is about how you get to the outcome. Let's just take an extreme example, and it's easier to work with extremes when we're understanding these concepts. So I'm not suggesting for a minute that anybody who's listening is doing either of those things or either of these extremes, but it just helps to understand the concept. So let's take a child who is only ever praised based on the competence-based approach, right? So they only ever receive praise and reward when they achieve something, right? When they do something, whether it's a spelling test or getting picked for a team or whatever it might be. That child will have a view that they're only receiving praise when they achieve something, therefore they're only worthy of praise when they achieve something. And that will lead to them having a definition of self that is based around competence, right? It's based around what they do or don't achieve. It's based around their ability. The other extreme, though, is a child who's only ever praised based on their character, based on who they are, based on how they do things, their curiosity, their kindness, their determination. And that child only receives praise for who they are, right? For the strengths that they have, for the character strengths that they have. And so what do they believe? Well, they believe that they're worthy of praise when they just operate from their best self, right? When they're using their character strengths. So how do you think the child who has a competence-based praise, how do you think they feel when they don't do well with something, right? When they have a bad day and they don't do well in the spelling test? Well, they feel pretty rubbish because they have this sense of, I'm only going to get rewarded and praised for doing well. I didn't do well, therefore I'm not worthy of that praise and that support and that love. The contrast to that, of course, is the child who has character-based praise. If they don't do so well in a test, it doesn't hit them as hard because they don't believe that they're only worthy of praise and love when they achieve. They believe that they're always worthy of praise and love because of who they are. So you can see how, by using these extreme examples, a child who has a competence-based approach to praise, or their parents have a competence-based approach to praise, or their teachers have a competence-based approach to praise, you can see how that child becomes fixated on achieving. And you might notice in your child that sometimes they really struggle when they don't do well, whether it's a spelling test or a piece of work or getting picked for a team. They don't like losing, right? They don't like not doing well. They don't like not getting the highest mark. And it's likely that that child has more of a competence-based view of themselves, right? That they feel they have to achieve to get that praise, whether that's in school or whether that's at home. And often a child will experience both, right? So they might be in a school where it feels like competence is focused on more than character, and therefore from a school perspective, they really get hit hard when they don't do well. But at home, you're very much focused on character, and so at home that's less present, right? So, but it's just tuning into this idea that the type of praise our child receives from home, from school, and from other places will impact how they see themselves and will impact how they feel about themselves when they do or they don't do well. And so the reason for sharing these extremes with you is just to invite you to explore with your children and the children that you work with or the children that you care for or your own children, where the praise that they receive and the reward that they receive is coming from. And whether your reward systems and your praise systems in your house reflect competence or reflect character, or maybe a bit of both. But what's really important to consider is whether there's enough balance, You know, I'm not for a minute saying here that children shouldn't be praised when they do well. Of course they should. But how we praise is what I'm talking about here. It's really important that we don't just focus on praising the competence, but that we also praise the character that got them to that competence. And this is one of the things we teach in the My Happy Mind for Families program, and is often one of the biggest aha moments for our students is, oh my goodness, we've not been focused enough on character. And then of course the question comes, well, how the hell do I do that? And that's what we teach in the program. So I'm not going to go on to that right now. But the point is, it's really, really helpful and powerful for you to just reflect on, where do you think your child is now in terms of where they get their praise from? Is it more competence-based or is it more character-based? And think about that in terms of school. Think about what school do, right? When do the children get awards, whether it's rainbow badge or the merit badge or the rainbow of the week or the star of the week, whatever the reward system is, just take some time to think about and explore, and maybe even have a conversation with school about what is it that determines those rewards, right? And understand, is that based on competence or is it based on character? Are children getting rewarded just for work or just for neat handwriting or getting picked for a sports team or learning their spellings, all of which are competence-based praise? Or are they getting rewarded for kindness, for determination? It's worth exploring that with your school. It's worth understanding what kind of praise happens in the classroom, because it's only then that you can understand what praise they're getting at school and is it competence or character-based. Look at the reports they get. Where's the focus? Is it on academic success? Is it on achievement? Or is it on character? And then reflect on the praise that you give them, the reward systems that are in play in your house, and just get present to it. Just take the time to assess the extent to which that's character-based versus competence-based. And maybe you want to make some adjustments, and that's okay. Again, there's no guilting here. There's no shaming here. This is just some new science that you now have, and you can use it to shape how you do things, right? That's what this is all about. It's about learning and then putting that learning into action. And then think about the other areas that your children get praise. And I recognize, given the times we're living through right now with coronavirus, they won't be doing a lot of extracurricular things. They won't be going to brownies or scouts or football training or other clubs and activities that they might ordinarily be involved in. But when those things come back, it's worth exploring that too. You know, what's the focus of praise and reward in those situations, in those forums? And what you're aiming for really is a sense of balance, right? A sense of making sure that there's enough balance between competence and character. And when you get this right, when you get the balance right, and if you need to shift more onto character, which often our families in our programs do, and there's nothing wrong with that, you can absolutely make the shift. What's really interesting to notice is how your child's self-esteem will soar. It will go through the roof. When you're focusing more on character than competence, that's when you see a child's self-esteem really, really explode. So again, I hope this has been some useful food for thought. I hope that it's given you a perspective that's based in science that you can actually use to reflect on and to think about and to plan what you might want to be thinking about, what you might want to be focusing on when it comes to your child. So until next time, take care. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and a comment below, and I'll be back next week with more science-backed secrets to building happy and resilient children. Don't forget, you can come and follow me at My Happy Mind on Facebook and Instagram. Take care.